First of all, Rowan, obviously disappointed to be in the Championship Shield. How's the mood around the camp at the moment?
Well, it was a little disappointing on Monday. The boys were understandably a bit gutted, a bit down, but this morning the vibe in there wasn't too bad given the disappointment of the weekend.
Got a nice long trip for your first game away at Whitehaven. How have you? Do you pay any attention to the fixtures? I guess you've got to play all these seven teams regardless.
Yeah, I don't know how the order comes about. It is what it is. Yeah, we've got to play them all. So looking forward to that first opportunity to get the ball rolling in this competition.
It's you're the favourites for the competition. Does that add any pressure at all to you?
No, not to me. That's for you guys to work out who's favourites and all that kind of stuff. Our job is to get out there and play well each week and perform as strongly as we can and look to get the results that we're all chasing.
Well, there's a trophy at the end of this, so I guess it's a good opportunity to bring some silverware back to Oxford.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to bring any silverware back. So you know we're out there to play well each week and really build some platform moving forward into the future and looking ahead to next season.
Looking ahead then to next season, how do you think things are going to go? Obviously, this is a great spur to you all to strive to be better next season.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for everyone to improve and for us to continue to change some things around the club and the way we go about our business. Some things will change and get us prepared for that the pre-season that everyone will be excited for. Once we get through this next part of the competition, which is to me every game is an opportunity and it's all exciting no matter what competition you're playing in.
You've kind of been thrown in at the deep end, I guess, with the head coach as well at Bradford. How have you found it so far?
I've really enjoyed it. It's been a challenge, and I knew there was a lot to do, and there was it was going to be a long journey. I've really enjoyed it so far. The highs and the lows of it, that's all part of coaching, and it's something that I love doing and look forward to being a big part of the future.
It's obviously a big club, plenty of supporters and supporters who perhaps dropped away in recent years, obviously with the successes and the failures. So what's your message to the supporters to get them back on the terraces at Oddsall in the coming weeks?
Yeah, the fans have been great. There's still big numbers turning out for a Championship team and great passion and enthusiasm shown, and I think the core of the hardcore supporters there will stick with the club through and through, and the Bradford Bulls people is part of their culture for a lot of those people to go to the game. So we expect that the hardcore fans will still be there for us, and we'll give them plenty to cheer about in the coming years as they witness a rebuild.
Is that part of the difficulty, perhaps, that you are such a big club that you're a target for every team who plays you week in, week out?
Sure, I guess so. It's a great stadium to come to play, and obviously the Bulls brand is a big one. So if that makes other clubs raise their game a little bit, that may be the case. I'm not sure. You'll have to ask them a little bit to know, but certainly, every match that I've been part of since I've been here so far, the opposition have really come to play any time, particularly at Oddsall. So, it's all part of the challenge and part of the fun.
And as obviously a part of a famous coaching dynasty, I guess it's a great opportunity to make a name for yourself away from your uncle and your father.
Yeah, that's it. They've both had their fair share of tough times in their career as well. So, a little bit of disappointment never hurts any coach along the way. So I'm looking at that as a chance to improve myself and my coaching and my leadership at the club.
Do you look to them for advice, or are you very much your own man?
I look to them for advice from time to time when I feel like I need it. I am my own man and always have been. I enjoy an argument or a debate with either of them, but when I need some advice, it's great to have that wealth of experience and knowledge and knowing that they've got my best interest at heart as well. So it's been great to see Tony here today and have a couple of chats to him over the last few days as well. It's been really supportive.